Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. I seek refuge with Allah against the rejected enemy Shaitan. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Praise be to Allah, the Lord and Cherisher of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, those who go not astray. bear witness there is no God except Allah. Highly glorified is he, Al-Khaliq, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and no partners have he. And I bear witness Muhammad, may the prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, of 1445 Ramadan, is Allah's servant and messenger and the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. And welcome to this evening's session of Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio, the number one listening radio station in the nation. And I am your host, Dapreetha Abdul Hadi, servant of Allah, highly glorified is he, Al-Hadi, the guide. And as always, we open with hugs and love to you. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Oh, don't start now. Give me a tight hug. Let me feel you now. Ouch. Oh, I love you all so dearly as well. I pray Allah. First of all, I'm feeling your love. And inshallah, you're feeling my love back to you. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We are yet in, just as we said last week, remember, we are now in the fourth month on the Hijra Islamic calendar. And this is the month of Rabi al-Akhir. And today is the sixth day of Rabi al-Akhir, 1445 on the Hijra calendar. And October 21st, 2023. On the Gregorian calendar. Ah, isn't it exciting? You know, just the very mention. Okay, I'm not going to go any further. Love you all too. Tonight, we're going to continue to discuss establishing. I couldn't even tell you when this is going to run out because, you know, it's got to be put in the perspective so it can totally be understood. And for you seasoned, Shahada seasoned believers, seasoned Muslims, we thank you so kindly. And we just pray that you ask Allah to give you patience with us as we share and help inform our new believers, new Shahadas, new Muslims. Inshallah. So tonight we're going to continue discussing establishing our relationship with Allah, highly glorified is he, Al-Khaliq, the creator, and our relationship with him and his creation. And we want to discuss and it just kind of refreshing our memories, perhaps. We're going to go a little bit over that, and we will come over to some new things as well. But we're going to try and pull it all so that it can make, you know, sense where you can look at it and actually see it. Because when we talk about Al-Islam and focus, remember, we can look at focus and it means, to look at something and, you know, really look at it and stay focused on it. True that. In a meaning, but also focus in terms of being able to see it. You know, it's like being able to see the unseen of it, as a matter of fact. It's the focus more so that my concept of focus is in terms of Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab, to be able to take that information and actually put the picture in your mind, if you would, or, you know what I'm saying, put it in your mind and say, I see that. I can see it, you know. So that's what we're all about. So we appreciate the patience of the season, and we certainly appreciate the patience of the new learners as well, Shahadas, believers, Muslims, We certainly do appreciate your patience as well. But your patience, it says that you have this interest. And I'm going to tell you, in doing this research, oh, my goodness, it's so much. It is so much to learn. And I know we're not going to learn it all at one time. And what? Who knows? It's too much for us to even learn in a lifetime. So don't get to thinking that we're going to now all of a sudden we done learned it all and, hey, we on a roll. We learn some things and we thank Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to glorify to see the kindness that he is, Al-Aruf, the most kind that he is, to let us be able to learn that and be able to hold on to it, because that's what learning is. It's being able to hold on to that information, and even if we don't use it like white at that moment in time as of this day, you put it, you get it, you learn it, put it in your mind, and you learn it and you put it in your bag, you know. So as you, because as we go through life, there's going to always be information that is going to come up that we are going to say, I didn't know that. Oh, I remember that. And either way, it's stored away in our memories, even if you would, that if we got on down the road 5 years away, a year away, 10 years, whatever it is, and Allah, highly glorified, as he brings something up in our midst that would require us to bring that information back up, then we'll be like, oh, Allah, you're so good to us. Thank you so kindly for blessing me to have learned that. And now I'm in a situation where I actually see that, you know, and I'm telling you, okay, I try not to be as excited as I am. But I'm just going to be truthful, which I can't help it. I'm just that excited about it. And you know what? And where I get my excitement from is because Allah tells us in the Quran, it's okay. We can be excited. He says, and receive it, the knowledge, information, whatever it is, with good cheer. Well, what is good cheer? Cheer is happiness, you know? And I tell you, when you love Allah, you know, it's just happiness. Even in the trying times or the tryingness of times, we can still smile. We can still have a light heart. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so that's where we at. We're going to continue to discuss our establishing our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll call it the creator and with his creation and the Asma'ul Husna. But I tell you what I also want to do today, we're going to do too. We're going to do it, y'all. We're going to get a minute. We want to read over some hadith too. Hey, I've been just collecting them. You know I do. I tell you that all the time, and I got them saved up. I'm like, every time I get a new one in my inbox, I'm like, oh, I got to share that. I got to share it. But then I get on and I be doing, you know, other information. But tonight I really do want us to be able to get into just a little hadith, reading some hadith. Okay, alhamdulillah. Oh, and I just want to say I listened to a program the other evening. Ah, I tell you, there is one of the, and you know what, I don't like to call names because then sometimes people feel like, oh, she always says something about them and she didn't say nothing about me. You know, so I don't really like to call names. But, you know, I just put it like this. I was on IWDM radio the other evening, and the host was, I tell you, and that host comes on here, and you all know him. I'm not saying anything because I love all of you very much. But, and I tell you, honey, in that presentation, oh, he was dropping out Asma'ul Husna like, yes. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So, you know, I was really over here just, you know, I tell everybody when I get really excited, even when I'm out in the public. And I tell myself, all right, now, and we get to talking about God. I said, don't watch it now. I said, because I will do the Cabbage Patch. And they just would be laughing, you know, but I will. Because I'd be just that happy and excited whenever I'm in the company of those that are talking about Allah, spending with Allah, even if they just say God, you know. I'm just excited about it. So that's what we're going to do this evening. We're going to do continue to discuss building our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're going to and be incorporating, of course, the Al-Asma ul-Husna, because I know you've learned so many. I know you have already, and you've written them down, and we're gonna get back on where we just go specifically through Al-Asma ul-Husna, because as we're going along, and even we all have been here, we have to remember now, we always got newcomers, always somebody new on the line that is listening. So we want to always go back and refresh her and to bring them up to speed as to where we're at. Alhamdulillah. So with that, we are going to go for our first public service announcement and very important information, and then we'll get back to the program. Alhamdulillah. And thank you so kindly for being here. You're listening to Alice Simon Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dapreetha Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back, inshallah. Now, y'all know what I'm going to open up with, so let's see if I can open up with this here. Right here. I'm going to do this.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dapreetha Hadi, host of Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, thank you, my salam, and we are back. And that reminder now on that PSA, I haven't gotten to that one yet, the love and peace, alhamdulillah, and that's what we get out of the Al-Asma ul-Husna, alhamdulillah. Just a reminder to those of you that are out there in am360.org land, we want to get this off the table right now so that you know, while you're listening, you and what you're hearing, you feel like you want to share some commentary on what you're hearing, or you have a question you may want to ask, then you're going to need to dial in. And you'll dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1. And that will indicate that you do have something you want to share, and we'll certainly open up your mic. Alhamdulillah. We want to invite everyone to connect also with our 24-hour live and podcast programming at am360.org or at 701-719-4197. and visit our Parent Corporation Community-Wide Shura Conference at cwsc.us, us, of course, and check out the information on that particular website and all about DWSC and the Intelligentsias. You can tweet us at CW Shura. That's at CWS Shura. You can give us a like on Facebook. And you can also leave us a listener comment at 910-317-0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you, and we do appreciate you kindly. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Okay, let's get started here, and we are talking about developing our relationship with Allah, our colleague, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and no partners have he, and with his creation. Alhamdulillah. Of course, we know learning Al Asma ul Husna, that is the 99 beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, provides us with the information needed to establish and start and establish, grow our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'll call it, the creator of all creation. We actually begin work on it to produce the desired outcome that is the result of getting to know the very existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, Allah highly glorified is he, exalted is he. Al-Rafi, he is the exalted, is he, invites us to acquire knowledge of him. Firstly, by reflecting upon the divine handiwork in his creation. We say we establish a relationship with him and his creation. So he invites us to get to know him, and we can do that by firstly reflecting upon his handiwork in creation. And secondly, you look around. You see the sun, moon, stars, the wind, the rain, all of it. His creation, animals, everything. So we see his creation. And by reflecting and contemplating over the Quran, you know, when we're reading the Quran, we're getting to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're beginning to establish the relationship with him. Every time we pick up the Quran and we come, we're saying, oh Allah, teach us, show us. And when we say that, we're consenting to be learners. His mercy, he is our Rahim, his mercy, you know, lets us come in. He opens up our heart. He says, oh, my servant, you're asking for guidance. You're asking for learning, knowledge, wisdom, understanding. Here, I'm going to give it to you. So that's the second way by which we will come to know him. First, by his creation, his handiwork. Secondly, by contemplating over the Quran. And we do that every day. When we grab it and you read it, try to hold on to something. You know, if we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we read the Quran and we say, oh Allah, increase me in knowledge, increase me in wisdom, increase me in understanding, he hears the prayer, and that's exactly what he does. So the path of when we do that, the path of Allah is only illuminated when a person or when we recognize the central place of Allah in our lives. You know, sometimes some have a problem if you say, oh, well, I love God more than I love anything. They'd be like, wait a minute, here I am. And you say you love me, how you know, couldn't you say you love me so much, you know, all that, and then say you love God? No. No, we can't. Because as much as that they might proclaim to love, or we may proclaim to love, we didn't give them life. We didn't even give our own self life. So it would be more respectful to love the one that has created us and everything of the heavens and the earth and in between. And then from there, we can start distinguishing other things or other beings, even so, you know. So that is that is what the first thing that we do. And that in itself and in our thought of that, of recognizing Allah being right there above anything and everything else, then our light will be illuminated for us. Okay. The messenger of Allah, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, and when Allah says, the messenger of Allah, the messenger of Allah, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, has said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when my servants ask you, O Muhammad, concerning me, then answer them. Tell them, I am indeed near to them by my knowledge. And he is Al-Aleem, the all-knowing. And he says, tell them, I respond. And we know Al-Mujib, that's the J-I-B, to the prayers of the supplicant when he calls on me. But now he says that, now wait now, when you call on him without any mediator or intercessor, in other words, you know, just like that, you got to call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, him, you know something, and I'm going to go on with this here. So he said, so let them obey me and believe in me, so that they may be led aright. See, so when we look at his creation and we recognize in him, this is his creation, and we're loving him and we're loving his creation, oh, he said, see, so let them obey me and believe in me so that they may be led aright. And you'll find that in Surah 2, Ayat 186. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, and your Lord said, invoke me, and he call on him, I will respond to your invocation. And we'll find that in Surah 40, Ayat 60. As new believers and seasoned believers, we now know that practicing Al-Islam and learning Al-Asma'ul Husna gives us insight into the ways of Allah. And this encourages the belief in him. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And, you know, again, we had mentioned just as we come in, but these are some of the things certainly that we can do every day to benefit ourselves. You know, and this one, I want to bring this out because sometimes people, sometimes we can get it misconstrued, you know, misunderstood, maybe thinking maybe we may have a loved one and they say, well, you need to learn your prayer and you need to learn this or you need to do that. And not that we're saying that they need to learn or do what we're saying, because we, Allah is the whole source. But we know we kind of like trying, you know, encouraging them, you know, that would increase them in their knowledge and wisdom and understanding and their insight of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his creation. But when we want to remind them that when they do this, they're not doing, we appreciate that they do it because, you know, oh, that's our loved one or that's our friend or that's our family member. And we want to make sure, you know, that, you know, we help them as much as we can to learn. But as a reminder, when we do that, we have to remind them that that's no favor to us because they are doing it. And they're not doing it because of us. They can't be doing it because of us. I mean, they can say, oh, they reminded me to do this, and, oh, that's a good thing, and let me go and get up and go do this. But having the right thinking in their heart and in their mind that when they're doing this, they're doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though that family member or that person may have said, you know, do this here. This would be good for you. This would be better for you. And then they go do it, and then they be like, huh, didn't I do so-and-so and so? And you see, I did that, you know, and like, yeah, that's really good and everything, but yeah, you didn't do it for me. Because if you did it for me, you're probably not going to get no blessing for that one. Because you got to do it for Allah's sake and for the benefit of them individual selves. Because we're only encouraging them so that, you know, inshallah, on the day of standing, the day of accountability, on the day of accountability, and we're standing there before Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and, you know, that's just like one of the hadiths was saying, say, oh, you learned this, and you learned religious knowledge and everything. And then all those people say, oh, you so smart, you so learned, and, you know, you just all, by that time, the ones that have all built up with the pride and stuff, not in understanding, they just got all puffed up now because y'all telling me how much I know and, oh, and all that. But wait just a minute now. No, it's not for that reason. Because if you're getting all over prideful about you learning and then somebody, you know, say, oh, yeah, you're smart. You know that. You must immediately let them know. Immediately let them know. Alhamdulillah. And I'm thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for teaching me that. I appreciate you saying such good things about me. But it's not me. It is Allah that has given me this knowledge of what I know and or understanding what he has led me to research and come to know. So I can't be getting all like that and I'm all that in a bag of chips and a red pop. Okay, y'all, you know me. I don't play around now, you know, I'm just saying, you know. But we have to stay humble. We just have to stay humble in the knowledge whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified, is he is so kind to lead us to something that we didn't know. And then the responsibility that comes upon us and that we share it, that's a responsibility. We can't shirk that responsibility. No matter how much it is, even if we learned something and somebody come along and say, you know, you said so-and-so the other day, but as I was looking at it, it said this. You know, it was saying maybe you might have added a word or two in there, you know, not trying to be deceptive or anything, but you may have, you know, in your, you know, putting it together, you may have said, you know, paraphrased it that way. But it's not ever to be like, you know, it's all about me. Because let me tell you, in everything we do, it's all about Allah. Highly glorified is He. Okay. So learning the Al-Asma'ul Husna gives us insight to the essence of Allah, our Creator. And it gives us insight into the ways of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly glorified is He, Al-Khaliq, the Creator. And that, you know, it just encourages us, wow, we coming closer now. We begin to understand, you know, because we already believing now, but now we increasing that belief now, because in our heart we want to know. In our heart we are true to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and coming to learn whatever it is He wants us to learn. And therefore our reward is getting closer to Him, and then we're able to see it, and we're like, oh Allah, I'm so excited, and I'm so happy, and thank you so kindly. Alhamdulillah. So what we can do to benefit ourselves and strengthen our relationship with Allah, we can read at least one ayah from the Quran every day. And if you get to do it two or three times a day, don't feel like you're doing it too much. Oh, I'm just wearing it. Every time, some people say, every time I talk, all you talk about is God. Well, what else is it to talk about, sweetie? That's all you got to do is ask. So what else you got to talk about then? Share that with me. If you got something else to talk about other than God, then share that with me. And we can build on a daily basis, build our relationship with Allah, with our salat, with good acts. And fasting, that's a good act. So we can do that. These are things that we can do on an everyday basis that will benefit us and strengthen our developing our relationship with Allah. And we want to make positive connections with others and strengthen that, you know, because when you make a positive connection with other people, you know, and they talking God, you talking God, you saying something, because I found out in just speaking with others, and I said, well, you know, God is so kind, and I say, Al-Aruf, the most kind, and then they'll jump in there and say, yes, He is, you know, and then there you go. Well, that is a positive connection and strengthening the communication skills about God. And we should always be open. Don't be afraid to speak about God. It doesn't matter where I would be, and I'm pretty sure that many of the seasoned Shahadas, believers, and Muslims, they will say this as well. It wouldn't matter about where I would be. It would not be hard at all to speak on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you was in a round table, just say for instance, and everybody was saying, well, give us some thought for the day. You can always think of something that God has taught you, that you can share that thought, that idea from Him with someone else. And I guarantee you, you know, you'll be right in the group. You'll be like right in the, and you're strengthening your communication skills. So, and I say this too, and I mean it, you know, softly, even though I'm going to say, it kind of, you know, be hard on yourself and discipline yourself. And I'm saying that like not down on yourself or anything in your learning, but be patient, but firm on yourself so that you can discipline yourself. Because I tell you, if we think about it, some of the things that we give ourselves to, other than the remembrance of our Lord and the concentration on him and his ways, his word, his will and his way, some of the things we can say, I read a ayat this morning from the Quran, but now I'm going to play music all day long. I'm going to watch TV all day long. I'm going to be on the telephone all day long. Really doing nothing, and truthfully, you know. And that's time that we could be utilizing much better way than those things. Now, don't go talking about she said and we ain't talk on the telephone, can't play no music. I didn't say all that. There's a time for everything, but let me tell you something. The majority of that time should be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that the other little things that you do, you know, the little things, I like music too. I like to dance, yeah. But even in my music and even in my dancing, the remembrance of Allah is there. And see, and that's what we want to do. And the reason it's being so important to do it this way, new shahadas, new believers, new Muslims, the reason being that it's so important to be that way, because remember, and it's for the season too, but they are, you know, we already know. It's because, remember, we never know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return us to him. Now, wouldn't it be better to be returned to him with our mind on him and doing something that he would be pleased with us doing, and remembrance of him is the best? So wouldn't that be the best way that we would want to be returned to him? Yes, it would be. So be hard on ourselves and discipline ourselves, because it's easy for us to say, well, you know, I'm feeling kind of tired. I want to do this, and the Lord said we can do this, and that's true too. But just put him first on everything that we do. Put him first. Alhamdulillah. Now we also have learned for the new shahadas that Allah, the proper noun, Allah is the noun, that is who he is, and Allah is he, Almighty God. He is he in his proper way. Allah is him, the Almighty God, the truth. And we come to know that anything after that, say, Allah is God, right? Okay. So when we say Allah, that is it by itself. We know that's all encompassing of him. That is who he is. Well, after that, if we say he is our rock man, then we know that is regarded as describing him. But it's only describing who he is. But Allah in itself is nothing before it. Everything else comes after it, because he is the one that did all the creating. So he is one, the first, the last, the intimate. Alhamdulillah. And in our developing our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we learn first how to connect with him. And to connect with him, we must believe in him. And believing in him alone. And remember now, believing him alone now is Tawheed. Tawheed. And guess what I found out? Tawheed itself is divided into three categories. And those three categories are Tawheed. Oh, I forgot to remind you all, get your pens and the paper, but I know you're studious. You got your pen, your paper. Just a reminder. Gentle reminder. So Tawheed, I've learned, and I'm sharing, is divided into three categories. And these three categories are Tawheed I'm learning. So if you got a better way to pronounce it, I'm only doing it with the, I say all the time, with the phonics that I learned in English education, which I'm sure it, you know, it doesn't even match, but they are using here the English letters in the transliteration. So they're saying Al-Rububiya, Rububiya, R-U-B-U-B-I-Y-Y-A-H. That's the first category. And that category is the oneness of divine lordship. So in order to connect with Allah, highly glorified is he, we come to learn that we must believe in Tawheed, the oneness, okay, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It says here, him alone, and is Tawheed, and the oneness of divine lordship. That's Allah, highly glorified is he. And this means believing in Allah as one and unique with regard to his actions, such as his creation, his sovereignty, his control, his giving of life and death, and so on. None other can do any of these things. None other can do of these things. So that's the first category of Tawheed, believing in the oneness of divine lordship, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the oneness of divine lordship. Secondly, I learned that Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, and I'm going to spell that. That's Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. And that's capital U-L-U-H-I-Y-Y-A-H. And this type of Tawheed, or category of Tawheed, is the oneness of divinity, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his oneness of divinity, in his divineness. None other is like him. Meaning, he is Al-Wahid, the one and the only one. Then the third level is, check this out, is Tawheed al-Asma wal-Sifat. And we know al-Asma because we're working on those now. So it says, and that is oneness of the divine names and attributes. So those are the three levels of Tawheed, or the three categories, if you would, of Tawheed. Remember? And at the first level in our making a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're all about getting with him now, y'all. I mean, you want to get in there so as tight as we can get in there. You know what I mean. You know exactly what I mean. I know you can feel it. Okay, so we want to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe in his oneness of divine lordship. Believe in that. No doubt, nowhere, no suspicion about something else, anything, adding nothing. But when he say he is Allah one, then you say, he created the heavens and the earth all in between, and I'm up in between. So how can I even think about saying that, I don't know about that? There's no way we can do that. Not with a truthful heart and mind and not really loving Allah. So we got to believe in the oneness of his divine lordship. And then the second is we got to believe in the oneness of his divinity. Thirdly, we have to believe in the oneness of his divine names and attributes, which describes his ways and actions. Okay. I was excited when I learned that because, you know, we had just also learned the three categories in that. So those were now, these are the categories of why. These are the categories of Tawheed. We also learned that there were three categories of the Al-Asma ul-Husna. And of those three categories, we learned that of the Al-Asma ul-Husna, some of them are ascribed to himself, you know, who he is, him, all about him. And then other attributes are ascribed to what he does, you know, and that's like his actions, you know. The creator, to be the creator, you know that takes action, you know. And none else can create like he can create. Or we say, well, I can create, I can make a mud pie, or I can make a cake or whatever, you know, whatever we say that we, when we want to act like we all that and we can create something, it's only on a low level. It's nothing compared to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing compared to him as a creator. So whatever we do, just remember, it is never it is always from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is so kind to allow us that knowledge to do something. But if he didn't give us that knowledge, we wouldn't be able to do it. And then the third of the attributes, we got to ascribe to himself who he is, then ascribe to his actions. And then the third category of attributes are ascribed to Allah's self and his action. So they both together. Maybe that one particular attribute would would tell about Allah, and in that same attribute would be telling about his action. You know, like right now I'm thinking in my mind, like, okay, so Allah highly glorified is he is Al-Hadi, the guide. And you know what? Okay, I ain't going to get in there. But I tell you, when you're learning, it's just so much. But then he also, in that same attribute, now this is my thinking, and as I continue to study, I will learn more, and you will too, and I'll certainly share. And say, for instance, that he is the guide. So he is the guide, none other like him. And then, so he also is so kind that he guides us and allows us to be able to share attribute of him with others, where we as his servants can be guides as well. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, is distinct from his creation. Okay. Tawheed, the oneness of divine lordship, means devoting all acts of worship, both inward, outward, in word and in deed, to Allah alone, and not worshiping anything or anyone other than Allah, no matter who he is, who he or she is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, and your Lord has decreed that you worship none but him. And we'll find that in Surah Al-Isra 17, ayat 23. So when we read in, Allah directs us as to how we should be thinking, how we should be in our actions. He's always telling us. So we're not going to be able to go to him and say, oh, I didn't know. Of course you knew. And remember this, for maybe those that have not encompassed in themselves how to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can't, he's there. And he knows, we can't fool him. Even if we don't say nothing, he already knows. He knows our thinking. Remember that. He knows our thinking. So now the principles of Tawheed al-Asma wal Sifat, that is the oneness of divine names and attributes. This means affirming the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believing that there is none like unto Allah in his names and his attributes. There is nothing like him, and he is the all-hearing, As-Sami, and the all-seer, Al-Basir. And you'll get this from Surah Al-Shura, that's Surah 42, ayat 11 in the Quran. Alhamdulillah. Allah highly glorified as he is transcendent. He is above and beyond anything that exists in the entire world. He was not here just in the state that we live in or just in the United States. And alhamdulillah, all over the world. They know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes sure that they get to know who he is. Alhamdulillah. And he is Allah, highly glorified is he. And just. Al-Adil, the just God, and he is Allah, highly glorified is he, Al-Adil, and Al-Hakam, the judge, and he judges everyone equally. Let me stop. Okay. You know what? Oh my God. Okay, y'all. You know, I just try to go on it. Yeah. Okay. He is the inherent. I'm gonna say this here, and then I'm gonna try to get on to a PSA. He is Allah, the immanent. He is close to every human, and within all things on earth. Everything, y'all. Everything. I know we know. But, you know, just a reminder for some, you know, some that don't know. They said, but how can, you know, over all things, how can he be giving me something that I'm asking for? And we might be feeling like we asking for a whole lot. But even if we were, and even if it were just a little bit, it's no worry on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If everybody in this entire universe asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, and even if they all ask for the same thing, yeah, it's okay, it's cool. He can do that. See, he all powerful. He's Al-Muqtadir. The all-powerful, alhamdulillah, you know, I smile, alhamdulillah. Because he is close to every human and with all things on earth. Omnipotent, all-powerful, all-powerful. As we just got through saying, he is Al-Muqtadir, the all-powerful. He is the beneficent. And Al-Wadu, the all-loving. He is Allah the merciful, Al-Rahim, and he shows compassion and mercy, and he forgives. Forgives us, Al-Ghafar. And he's always merciful. Alhamdulillah. Allah has many different descriptions, and it's hard to represent him in a few words. So the Quran teaches that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 known beautiful names and attributes, and each of the 99 beautiful names and attributes relates to a particular attribute of Allah, making him easier to understand and relate to him. What I'm going to do, this is the last little bit here. The Quran is filled with descriptions of Allah's nature, often through attributes and special names, such as the merciful, the all-seeing, the magnificent, etc. And these are all names which describe Allah's nature. Allah is seen as distinct from any and all of his creation. Alhamdulillah. Okay, I love you all. Thank you so kindly for that. I finished up that particular article, and we're going to go on here and take a break. And well, just want to remind you, you know, if you, let me take my break. I apologize. I don't know how long you may have been there. I do apologize for the caller. And but please, let me just take our public service announcement, and then we'll be right back. And you know that you're listening to Alice Lumman Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dapreetha Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, again, we're going to ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum assalam. And we are back. And I thank you so kindly for your patience. And just a reminder now for those of you out there on AM360.org land, if you need to, if you want to, share a comment or ask a question, you're going to need to come off of AM360.org and dial into the studio where we're at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1, and we'll give you that opportunity. Give us, if you want to email us, you can do that at info, that's I-N-F-O, at cwsc.us, that's us all together, .us, everybody, if you want to send in an email. Also, you can leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you, and we certainly do appreciate your kindness. Alhamdulillah. And we are back. And my dear brother, I pray for your patience. I know you have patience. I pray for your forgiveness for my being long-winded. 314-833. Welcome. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam, my dear sister, the priest Abdul Hadi, and to your very astute radio listening audience, AM 360. This is Mark Shaheen from the STL, the Gateway City of St. Louis and the Show Me State of Missouri. And I want to say Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbi Alameen, that the praise and the thanks belongs to Allah, who is the guardian evolver of all systems of knowledge. And I almost want to just say takbir, Allahu Akbar. And for the new Shahadas, takbir means glorify Allah. Glorify Allah. And the believers respond, Allahu Akbar. And that simply means that God is greater, more important, and bigger than anything that we can imagine or that we can know. You know, this is so beautiful. I ain't going to take long. I was going to be very succinct, you know. And, boy, I had a big smile on my face. I'm telling you. I've been taking some good notes myself the way Mark Shahid take notes. But,
yeah.
You know, you're in a very, I want to just say to new Shahadas and to borrow my sister's language, seasoned Shahadas, you're in a fantastic learning lab, a very informational and educational learning lab, and we should have our pens or sharp pencils or ink pens and notebook and just be taking it down, because it's difficult, or I should say challenging, to try to remember everything. But when you can take some good notes, you can always go back and study those notes and come back the following week and maybe do your research. And, you know, Dapreeza, I am so elated that the way you're conducting your Al Islam in Focus Learning Lab with Al Asma Al Usna, the 99 beautiful names and attributes, known attributes of Allah, that you give a foundation for those in the Quran in terms of where it is said in the Quran. You know, this is a part of the connection. You know, we said we want to get closer. We want to get closer to Allah. Well, what we're really saying, we want to get closer to what God's will is for us as servants. You know, the more that you could know about our Creator, as the priest said, Al-Khaliq, the Creator, is in an indirect way. And you said it early on in terms of the natural creation, which is revealing to us, is revelation to the how man was able to get to know in terms of Asma Usna, in terms of these names and attributes, but also in revelation, as you're so eloquently articulating, but giving a Quranic reference in the ayats, instructing signs. But that's not all. It's only what it is that Allah reveals of himself to us in terms of himself to us. He doesn't have a nature, you see, because he creates nature. Everything that he's created animate has a nature, and it expresses God's will for it. So to get closer to God's will for us, as he has said in the Quran, that he has created us, you understand, to worship him. You know, and you alluded to that in terms of, you know, our purpose, you know, mm-hmm. our purpose for being here. We find that in Surah 51, 56 of the Quran, in terms of the jinn and ints that he has given freedom to, except for my worship and my service, to be my servants and to work for my cause. And so this is how we have to relate to Allah. We relate to Allah. And, yes, the love of Allah, the more it is that Allah blesses us to learn about him, the greater the love that you have for Allah, and it also puts everything in perspective. It prioritizes your life where you know your love of Allah has to be above any and everything and everybody. And then it enables you to love family, friends, neighbors, community mm-hmm. members, humanity. It puts everything in perspective. You see, because the love of Allah is that you want to please Allah. You see, sometimes people get confused in life. You know, they want to please everybody. That's a big mistake. You can't please everybody. I think Bill Cosby said it many years ago when he said, I don't know what the key to pleasing everybody, but I don't know the key to not being able to please everybody. You see, because it's only in terms of pleasing. So we say the pleasure, that means to please the one that has made this life possible. It just to try to simplify it, that's what the whole life of a Muslim or Muslima is. That's the whole life of the believer. You know, when we take the Shahada, the Shahada chain, it's actually saying so much more than maybe what we realize when we're just coming into the fold and focusing yep. on Al-Islam. It has so much yeah. more that's in there. And so the mm-hmm. big test is to make the Shahada chain come alive in your life where you're demonstrating, your life is demonstrating that you bear witness. You see, mm-hmm. so that means that you say, I bear witness that there is nothing that mm-hmm. deserves to be served or worshiped except for one God, Allah alone. So that's the verbalization. That's the beginning for the new Shahada. That's the beginning. That's only the beginning. That's the verbalization. Now the real test is the demonstration in the life. This is a message I'm sending to the new Shahadas, to the seasoned Shahadas, you know, and we'll forever be in that role of demonstration, you know, because Allah says there will be no fear and grief for those who believe in me in the last day, which meaning that time of accountability. Responsibility, mm-hmm. accountability that God has given to us. So, Al, as Asma Anusna, this helps to bond us, to bond us to know these attributes that is ascribed to Allah, and to respect and appreciate these attributes, and it also ignites a greater love, you know, just like your name, El Hadi, that means the guide. That means the guide. So one wearing that name, you know, they're not the guide, but if they have been guided, then they will have some light too to be able to help others. So that means that person would have to be Abdul Hadi. Abdul is servant. Servant of who? Servant of the guide. And right. One last thing I want to say before I stop. When we recite Al-Fatiha, when we're reciting Al-Fatiha, the fifth ayah, as Imam Muhammad has given to us, is Indinas Siratul Mustaqim. Indinas, it is the guidance. Guide us on the straight path, the vertical path. So we're asking for guidance. Indinas, that's the guidance. We're asking for the guidance. And we're asking for the guidance in every aspect of our life. and Sarata Ladina, and Amta Alehim, it specifies what guidance we want. The guidance of those whom you have favored, who you have favored, you have favored, and you have favored them because of their obedience to you as a servant. You see, everybody was not obedient. Allah says he does not guide those who reject his sign, but those who accept his sign or accept his message, then he rewards them with guidance in their life because they accepted his message, and they don't get the mess like that. And so it actually has an impact on the soul. It helps to liberate the soul to be able to want to get back to the destiny. That's the garden. That's what we call the garden. That's what we call Jannah, which is paradise, or as our Christian brothers and sisters say, heaven, a heavenly state, that paradisical state, you see. So it's much more could be said in regards to that, but I just want to salute you, my sister. I have had a big smile on my face since you started talking today, and I'm saying she really know. And my auntie used to say from Mississippi, you really know your onions. You're really cooking, and you're cooking with gas today. All I can do is just say, keep on, keep on. And I say, takbir. And remember, Nusha Hattis, that means glorify Allah, because there is nothing greater, there's nothing bigger, there's nothing more important, there's nothing that we can imagine, there's nothing that we can know that's greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means Allah, the Most High, who's perfect, who doesn't make mistakes, doesn't make errors, no mistakes, no errors in his natural creation, no mistakes, no errors in his revelation. And as the priest of Hadi so eloquently articulated earlier, these are the two means, these are the two mercies, Al-Rahman and Al-Rahim. These are the two mercies that Almighty God, Allah, teaches us. So we should be forever thankful and grateful to Allah, and we should show that relationship, that we recognize that we are his slave servant, and whatever it is that Allah instructs us to do, we should strive to the best of our ability to be able to fulfill that, because without Allah, we wouldn't have this human life. So the whole of the human life should be devoted to worshiping Allah. And yes, the priesthood was right on point. Yeah, you can enjoy music. Yeah, you can dance. But everything that we do has to be balanced. It has to be balanced. And always the remembrance. Dhikr Allahu Akbar, the remembrance of Allah, is the greatest. And as our leader and teacher have said, the greatest for what? For getting. It's the greatest for getting the best results out of our life. So we always remember what Allah has said to us, and we incorporate that in our life, then we're going to get the best results in our life. Anything else, we won't be able to get the best results in our life. So thank you for giving me the opportunity. And I was trying to be in compliance with what you said at the beginning, to be a patient, seasoned Shahada. May God's peace be on you and us, and bless us and increase us in knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And we should incorporate that in our du'as. If we really want that, Allah does answer prayers. I bear witness. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam to you, Brother Mark, and thank you so kindly for sharing. And, you know, appreciating that you come on, and I know you take good notes always, because I listened to a presentation you gave the other evening over on IWDM and radio. As you always so articulately say, our sister station. It was just all over me, just ecstatically excited and happy. You know, I'm like, oh my goodness, I mean, really, And when we're learning Al Asma ul Husna, and we're, that shows, see, because the prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, the prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, he said that we have to incorporate it in our lives. Mm-hmm. We can't just say, oh, yeah, I know Al Asma ul Husna, but you never speak them. You have to speak them, and you have to do them. You know, and you have to call them.
You are correct, and I just want to say to radio listeners, that's why I tune in. You know, I'm learning from Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab. So, you know, I'm really in my heart, I love for my brothers and sisters what I love for myself. If I tune in, spend the time, and I'm benefiting, this is something we got to get to. New Shahadas and seasoned Shahadas, don't forget, love for your brother and your sister what you love for yourself. You know, when you can go somewhere, just think, just in life, you can go somewhere or spend some time in an enjoyment and also a refinement, and it can be stimulating, it can be cultivating, it can be activating to help you to become a better Muslim, a better movement, believer, or, you know, a better servant. You see, and you come away with something that you didn't have, and this is how I promote this production, because it's just that important. If you just come and learn one thing, just one thing, as the priest would say, you start your day off with one ayat from the Quran. I mean, Allah's message is so powerful that if you can ingest it, that means take it in, digest it, understand it, and then the third leg is to apply it. Don't you know that made you a better person and got you closer to what God's will is for you, for us as a family, as a community? And you keep doing that 365 days in a year, and you learn something 365 things that you didn't know before the previous year. Just start adding that up, and then become a practitioner of it. Oh, you'll be like that old spiritual that when I was going to church, you'd be humming that old spiritual. I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. No, I can't sing, y'all. I can talk, but I can't sing. I can dance, but I can't sing. So I stop there, like the preacher said, don't start nothing now. Don't start nothing. So I'm going to get off. I don't want to start nothing. Thank you so much, dear sister. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. And I want to just let everyone to know to listen to the your program on IWDM Radio on Wednesday and Thursday evenings, the parenting Reconstruction
Family
Learning Lab. Mm-hmm. Go right ahead, Brother Mark, please.
Yes. That's 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast time. And they're following that, the MGM Roundtable, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast time. And then the Sister Learning Lab, the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, each and every Thursday on IWDM Radio, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast time. And just like the priest Hadi here on our sister station, AM 360, you need to bring your pen and your pad, because we believe that there's some noteworthy things that can and will be said, and we want you to ask questions and to make comments, or even if you don't have that, if the information, education you get, if it's resonating with you, we'd like to hear from you. You can press 1. Call-in number is 714-816-4673. That's for any of those productions on our sister station, IWDM Radio. Thank you so much, the Priest of Hadi. You're doing outstanding work. I mean, really, really, in giving this information, you are actually being in compliance with what Al Islam we learned back in the first experience, the Nation of Islam. You love for your brother and sister what you love for yourself, and when you love for your brother and sister what you love for yourself, you share with them. And this is what Allah is saying in the Quran when he says, and spend out of that. And spend, that's Sonica, and spend out of that which we have provided for you. So when Allah gives you a blessing, he gives you a favor, and he gives you a blessing, you can't keep it to yourself. A blessing is not a blessing until you give it away.
That's right.
And that's pleasing to Allah. That's Allah's, so now you're working in Allah's cause. You see, you're working, you're doing the work, you're being the servant. You're worshiping Allah by what you do, not what you say, what you do, and then you're working in God's cause. And that's the, when we can devote our life to that, that's what Imam Muhammad say, is devotional. Prayer is actually devotional worship, but there's an action that comes with that. I stop there. Please continue on. You're doing a fantastic job. I'm really elated to be able to tune in and just continuously invite others to tune in and listen in, because we need to go back to the basis. You know, sometimes the basic and fundamentals, we lose it over a period of time. And the new Shahadas, this is needed and necessary. So if you're listening in, accept this challenge. See what you can bring back next week. There's your family members. There's somebody in your family. You know they need to listen to this. You got friends. They need to listen to this. You got colleagues, people that you work with. They need to listen to this. You got neighbors. Hopefully you establish a good relationship with your neighbors and neighborly needs. They need to listen to this. Are there community members? Where do you go? What masjid do you go to? What Islamic center? Put it in the announcements. They need to listen to this. You know, and I know that the priest of Abdul Hadi, like myself, it's not about us. It really is not. You know, it's about what Allah has blessed us with, and we should want to give it to the benefit of all that want to benefit by increasing ourselves in the knowledge and wisdom, understanding of this way of life, so that we can be a better servant unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll stop there. Thank you so much. May Allah continue to bless you and us, increase us in knowledge and wisdom and understanding, so that we can become a better servant by performing the work that would be pleasing to Allah. Cause I mean, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam to you, Brother Mark. And thank you once again for those kind words and your input. Alhamdulillah. Okay, we have another caller here, and thank you so kindly, caller, for your patience. 810-347. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait just a minute. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait. 810-347. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to Elder Simon Focus Learning Lab. State your name, where you're calling from, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Abdullah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, I have an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this word is very interesting, because it's not that we, it's a indirect attribute. This is a direct attribute. Allah calls himself Al-Fatah, the opener, the revealer. On one occasion in the Quran, he is the one who opens all doors of blessings for his slaves. But my point was that knowing that Allah is the opener and Allah make Muslims, because I had a lot of people come up to me when I was in high school, you know, asking how to be Muslim and what they do to be Muslim. Allah make Muslims. So if Allah put that on your heart, that's to everybody, if anybody and everybody. If Allah put something in your heart about this religion, go inquire and seek knowledge and find if this religion is for you, because Allah make Muslims. We don't make Muslims.
That's right.
So, and Allah is the opener, as I said. So if if there's anything in a servant of his, whether he becoming a Muslim or already a Muslim, if it's something in us that he wants to be open, then it's going to be revealed. If it's nothing in the servant, then no one can help him achieve that. You know,
right.
You can't. Right. So, and you know, a lot of people make mistakes. You know, in the air, maybe they don't check out things before they approach them. You know, so you have people who just, you know, testifying and really don't understand what they're testifying to.
That's right.
I'm doing a lot.
I agree. And I'm doing a lot. And I certainly do appreciate you, Abdullah. And, I'm just a proud mom. I have to tell everybody, knows I have three sons and you're my youngest son, and you're always encouraging your brothers and every, you know, other people about the religion, and I'm just very proud to be your mom, and I thank Allah for that. And I've told the audience the story about my sons, but I'm not going to go there today. I thank you kindly for pressing one every time that you do and sharing with us that knowledge and wisdom and understanding that Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has given to you. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. All right, my dear brother, we're looking at, well, alaykum as-salam. I'm thinking that Brother Mark might be having his hand up. Brother Mark, if you have something more to say, then okay, I'll see your hand is up again, but if not, then you'll press one and go out. But I'm going to check him out. Thank you again, Brother Abdullah, and my dear son, I love you much. And alhamdulillah, keep learning and keep sharing. And I'm not just saying he's a good Muslim, everybody, because he's my son. I know him. Alhamdulillah. Okay, Brother Abdullah, I'm going to put you, as a matter of fact, I'll leave your mic open because Brother Mark Shaheed wanted to say something. He didn't raise his hand again, so let me see what he said. Brother Mark, well, you wanted to say something else.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I want to say you should be a proud mother to have a son, you know, that can articulate the religion Allah has blessed, to be able to know the religion and is courageous enough to speak up and speak out in regards to that. He's right on point. I also wanted to add something. You know, Allah has given all human beings what is called the fitra, the original nature. And that's what it is that we have to struggle to keep intact. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in a sahih hadith, sahih means a very strong and firm hadith, that all matters and actions are judged by our niyyah. Niyyah, and for new shahadas and seasoned shahadas, take note that niyyah means our intention, but it should be our pure intention, and it also means our motivation. So Allah has already put into the human being the proclivity, the inclination, the propensity, you understand, for servitude to him. The soul has already admitted that Allah is its Lord and Creator. Now, in this realm that we're in, we have to take, this is one of the gifts that Allah has given to us that makes us a unique creation, human creation, which is two freedoms, freedom, the freedom to freely think for ourselves, and free will to freely choose for ourselves. So when we have pure intention, this is why it's so important to keep pure intention and motivation, and that pure intention and motivation and desire is to always want to please God, not to even please ourselves. You see, that's That's the other thing. So we have to contend. And so one of those five pillars that we have, we thank Allah for Siyam, fasting in the month of Ramadan, because it helps to tame, to civilize, and you use another word I want to give an acronym for, discipline, and submit our urges, our impulses, our passion and our desire. That's the fire that's inside of us that has to be contained and disciplined. And so as a word tologist, the word discipline, put that, fixate that in your mind, discipline. It definitely influences successful changes. It improves people's lives in new endeavors. This is very important. It's two things that I just gave here. It definitely influences successful changes. You see, because of a person, however you're going, that's how you're growing. You could be going the wrong way, growing the wrong way, but you want to be growing on the Sirata Mustaqim, which is the vertical, upright, you see? And it improves people's lives in new endeavors. So when you're listening to productions such as Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab, where our beloved host, the priest Abdul Hadi, is given this information and education, it should be a cultivation and an inspiration, a stimulation, an activation for application. See, so Allah doesn't discriminate. That's why he says in the Quran, I guide whom I please. And those that he don't guide, he has given you the free will. Not that he discriminates. You're able to discriminate whether you accept or you reject. I just got to say that because as a student of Imam W.D. Muhammad, he taught us how to read the Quran, you see. So we can never blame Allah. We only can blame ourselves. And he says there's never been a people, a nation, that a messenger hasn't been sent to. And we know that Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the seal of the prophets, but he is the universal messenger because the Al-Quran is the final or the revelation. And this comes for all people, but they have the free will to make a choice, and they have the freedom to think for themselves, you see. But if they're in the, that's why it's called Deen al-Fitra. This Deen al-Fitra means the religion of the original nature. So Allah didn't reveal or give anything to us that was not in accordance with the original nature. But we have the ability to deviate and not choose. And because of that, that means that a judgment, a day of accountability, the rest of creation, it doesn't have a judgment day. Because everything that we look in the natural creation is in accordance with God's will. Whatever Allah created it to do in his purpose is fulfilling that. The human being has to get in accordance with that. I just wanted to say that, but I really appreciate your commentary, Abdullah. Keep on doing that. Keep on studying. And whatever it is Allah bless you with, don't keep it. Keep giving it away. Love for your brother, your sister, what you love for yourself, and love your mother. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you so kindly, Brother Mark. And thank you again, my dear son, Abdullah. And I'm going to put everybody on mute. It's just wonderful, inshallah. You know, I'd like to do everybody I'm sharing, and I know you are hearing the prayer call for the Maghrib is just coming in. I want to do something like a round table. I know this is our Islam and Focus Learning Lab, but, you know, it's just so much knowledge and information that you know that is given, and the commentary of our callers, and it shows their interest. You know, this is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's because of Him, and that He allow their ears to hear and their minds to be able to take it in, and then to be able to disseminate that information, you know. So I certainly do appreciate you kindly. And y'all know how I feel about when the prayer call come in. I do like to just be silent and listen to the prayer call. I do have a couple of other hands up here. We pray Allah have mercy and be giving us on us for talking. And but we are respecting that the fact that we do have the prayer call coming in. I see you 863-812. Welcome to Alice Simon Focus Learning Lab. State your name and where you're calling from.
Wanna ask? Yeah, I got mine on you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, alaikum salam. This is Brother Salim from the Tampa Bay area. I got a question. I've thought about this. I heard Brother Mark just say, I think he was talking about that the Quran says that Allah has sent a messenger to every nation, right?
Yes, sir.
My question is directed to Brother Mark. Is America called a nation? And if it is, what messenger has come to America? That's just something I thought about. I'm actually asking a twofold question. It's like, is America a nation? And if America is a nation, what messenger has come to America?
Yes, sir.
That's the question.
Yes, sir. I know that you know that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he's a messenger to the world, not just to Muslims, to the world in general. But if you know, get the last part of the prayer call, and I tell you, it just has my heart. So, I believe that, like I say, so you do understand that, brother. What did you say your name was?
This is Brother Salim from the Tampa Bay area.
Salim?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Pleased to meet you, Brother Salim. Yeah. Remember that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and peace of Allah be upon him, he's a messenger for mankind, for the world, not just to say America, you know, but he's for the whole world. But I do have hands went up. Let me tell you how the hands went up. So let me check in and see, maybe someone may have some information they want to actually share upon your questionnaire. But my answer to it, the best that I know, that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and peace of Allah be upon him, he's a messenger sent to mankind, to the world. Okay, let me just go quickly grab
I'm gonna press one.
25. Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Thank you so kindly. We're going to grab here 251-366. Welcome to Alice Simon Focus Learning Lab. State your name and where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Henry Hasib from Mobile, Alabama. I was just listening to the comments. But what we have to do when we start saying Muhammad, the prophet, peace be upon him, and we say prophet, Muhammad, Allah tells us, is the last prophet. But he was also a messenger, but he's not the last messenger. And we've had plenty of messengers to come to America.
Yes,
foremost should stick out in the minds of Muslims is Imam W.D. Muhammad. And we've had messengers even before him. We had Dr. King. We had a lot of people trying to bring the moral mind or the moral message to the human being. So Yes. Allah uses many things as messengers. And so that there have been many messengers there. Now, I do realize that in Dr. King, some people try to make him a prophet. There is no more prophet. But there will always be a messenger sent to every nation, and not just one, it will be many. So I just wanted to add that to it, that there is a difference, and we shouldn't get it confused, between the last prophet and the messengers that God sent.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you so kindly, Brother Henry Hasid, and my condolences as well to our brother. He was my dear brother too, and friend on from knowing him from here on the station, returning to Allah, Dr. Rashid. Thank you so kindly, Brother Henry Hasid. Okay, I believe if everyone press the one and go back out, then I'll know that. But if you want to say something else, then I'll have come back in. Okay, and I believe I have 314-833. Our brother Mark is back.
Yes, I'm gonna be very succinct. I want to thank my brother instructor Henry Hasib. He hit the nail on the head in regards to that. Matter of fact, even in Al-Islam, it is said that every 100 years, Allah will raise up one that is called a Mujaddid. And so we know that Imam Waqifuddin Muhammad was a Mujaddid. Now, what is the role of a Mujaddid? A Mujaddid is the one who restores, who rejuvenates what was lost in this way of life. And this is what Imam Muhammad did. He rejuvenated and revived the religion of Al-Islam proper. And wouldn't it be befitting that we, the ones that was looked down upon, the descendants from the slave owners that made our foreparents slaves and everything, but he brought Al-Islam proper to us, and we can bear witness. I mean, the beautiful way that Allah blessed Imam Waqifuddin Muhammad to bring this message, it was very, very, very clear. And he's helped Christians to become better Christians, and those Jews to become better Jews. He's helped the whole world of humanity, not only just to us, but as Brother Henry Hasib has said, and you said too, is that when you responded to Brother Salim, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says he's the finality of the prophets, just like Brother Henry said. He says, seal of the prophets. Why? Because he brought the universal message. There's nothing, Allah even says in the Quran that he didn't leave anything out. And for those who don't know, the new Shahadas or seasoned Shahadas, most of us know the first of the revelation that came in Surah 96 of the Quran, the first five ayahs or verses or message to come to Prophet Muhammad. But how many of us know the last or the finality of the revelation? And you'll find that in Surah 5, Ayah 3. And I'm just going to say this, but study it all because it's a pretty lengthy ayah. And Allah says, on this day, I have perfected for you your way of life. And I have completed my favor on you. And I have preferred Al-Islam as your religion. And that was given on Mount Arafat. Surah 5, Ayat 3 was the final revelation that was given to the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in his farewell speech, he said to those Sahabas to make sure you pass this message on to others. Perchance that they may understand it better than you. And this has become the tradition, and this is what has happened. As it, somebody said earlier, the messengers come different. And we've even seen, as Martin Luther King, as a matter of fact, Imam Muhammad even said that if it was before this time, he would have been considered as a prophet. But this is, prophets was Prophet Muhammad. But messengers always come to us, and we've seen one. I'm talking about like the Lone Ranger. Who was that masked man? Well, those of us who know Imam Muhammad, he was the Mujahid. He was the one that revived and restored the religion as it was given in the first. And one last thing I want to say. I'm saying to new Shahadas and seasoned Shahadas, look when he defined that D and look at his name. His name is Warth Uddin Muhammad. Warth is another one of the 99 known attributes, El Warth, the inheritor. So Warth means the inheritor of Deen. Deen means religion, amongst other things. He's the inheritor of the Deen, of the religion of Muhammad. And I'm not going to say any more. A hint to the wise is sufficient. Imam Warth Uddin Muhammad, the Mujahid, he was the inheritor of the religion of Muhammad. And he came from amongst us. And his message was the universal message, the same message that Prophet Muhammad brought over 1,400 years ago. I'll stop there. Thank you for letting me come back on. Hopefully that's enough.
Yes.
As-salamu alaykum.
Oh, alaykum as-salam. And we certainly do appreciate you, Brother Mark. And to all of you that press one and come in and ask your question and made your commentary, I certainly do appreciate you. And inshallah that you will return next week. But I'm going to tell y'all what I got to do now. I said we was going to do read a couple of hadiths today. Now, you know I got to stick to that word. And so if we don't get the two of them out of here. I had stardom. I didn't, you know, put stars by them because I definitely wanted to make sure that I read. So I'm going to read a couple, and then we're going to close out. And, you know, I get these here from in my inbox online, and it's today's beautiful hadith. And it's about righteousness. This particular hadith is about righteousness. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported Allah's messenger, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, is saying, he who called people to righteousness, there would be a reward assured for him, like the rewards of those who adhered to it, without their rewards being diminished in any respect. So he's, again, he recalled the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, as saying, he who called people to righteousness, there would be a reward of a surety, and for him the reward of those who adhered to it. So the one that's given that information is rewarded, and the ones that receive the information and adhere to that information is also rewarded, and their rewards will not be diminished in any respect. And it goes on to say, and he who called people to error, he shall have to carry the burden of its sin. And like those who committed that sin, of that information, that error that person called them to, and they said, oh, he called me to that, then I'm going to do it, then they would carry the burden of its sin like those who committed it without their sins being diminished in any respect. So encouraging others towards good has an immense reward. The action they consequently carry out because of your example and encouragement. And that is exactly what we're doing, all of us here. My being a host and all of those that come in making their commentaries, alhamdulillah, will bring a reward. This will bring a reward to us. See? Now, if we're not forgetting, because we're not perfect, but we are striving and we're struggling, and Allah highly glorified us, he makes it easy for us when we ask of him. Because he tells us in the hadith, he said, and when my servant asks of me, I give my servant what he asks for. Give my servant what he wants. And this, so we don't want to be the ones that hear the people calling to a bad habits and doing sinful things. We don't want to be attracted to that. And when we call Allah and ask him to help us to stay away from that, he will certainly do just that. Alhamdulillah. So I wanted to read that particular hadith. And let's see here. Let's see if I, you know, one other one I'm going to read, because I was like kind of like surprised when I read it, but, and I'm going to share this. It's about sheltering the shaitan. Now, I didn't know that we could do that, but it's about sheltering the shaitan. It was narrated from Jabir bin Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him, that he heard the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, say, when a man enters his house and remembers Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he enters and when he eats, Satan says, you have no place to stay and no supper. If he enters his house and does not remember Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon entering it, Satan will say, you have found a place. See, when he remembers Allah, you see what I'm saying? See that? You have no place to stay. That's what the shaitan says. Because he has no place to stay. But if the person that entered his home does not remember Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon entering, then the shaitan says, you have found a place to stay. And if he does not remember Allah when he eats, Satan says, you have found a place to stay and supper. So we want to remember Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was Sunan Ibn Majah, 3887, book 34, hadith 61. Remember Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, at all times to protect yourself. Protect yourself, your loved ones, and your home. You will not only gain a reward for remembering Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also gain his protection. When we enter and open the doors of our homes and our families and our food that we eat, remember Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, everybody, I'm stopping right there. As my dear brother would say, I could say more on that, but I am going to stop right there because it is time for us to go. And I certainly do appreciate everyone. And thank you so kindly. Let me just make sure that no one else had their hand up and I went and missed them. Just making sure. Okay, no, we're all good. I appreciate you all so kindly and for being here. And for pressing one and coming in and making your commentary and asking your questions, inshallah, you will return to see us again next week. Inshallah, I will be able to return and see you all next week. With that, we're going to say, bring the program to a close, and may Allah bless us with a fantastic upcoming week and a Juma Mubarak. And let us remember the homeless. You know, that's a situation in every city of this United States and in all over the world. They got this situation of homelessness. So let us remember the homeless and those that are in need for shelter and food, and pray Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, make the dua that he suffices them and their family and bring them to wholeness and a home with food on their table and the shelter. And we say, I mean, we pray Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those that are ill, you know, I mean, seriously ill. You know, you've been diagnosed with cancer somewhere, you know, a real sickness. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to heal them, and you know he can. Cancer is no big thing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to heal. So we pray to Allah to heal them, have mercy and heal them. And to that we and heal them, expediently heal them, and heal them that it will seem as though they never even had that diagnosis. And to that we say, I mean. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those that have returned to him. Oh, you know, it brings the tears. Your heart, you feel. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he has given us the hearing, the seeing, the feeling, and the understanding. And so we feel for those that has returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we all will. And we pray Allah's mercy and forgiveness upon them that is already gone and upon us when we come, and that he will have mercy and forgiveness on us and bless us with his paradise. And for the loved ones that are left behind, we pray Allah give them patience and peace to deal with the fact that their loved one has returned to Allah before them. And to that we say, Ameen. Big old hugs and love to you, everyone. And as we came in, hugs and love, and as we go out, we give you hugs and love. And I saw a psalm. There was something on here, and I was saying I was going to play it, and I'm certainly looking for it because it was something new. But I want to play this as we go out. Yeah, I'm not sure. I've not heard this before now. But it says it's a song by Imam Abdul Wali Shaheed, a real life story. And I'm going to put it on here. And this is what we're going to go out with. Love you all very dearly. Hugs and love. And inshallah, we look forward to seeing you next session.
Someone gotta tell a story about a girl called Jane. Didn't know her name. She had so much game. She used to give God the glory. Never once complained about the silly old man who could control his hand. And how she used to satisfy it. And how her mama would think that she was still lying. Away and said each man's gonna pay, turning every man into a victim. The girl knows how to trick him. Until a dreadful day in the gutter she lay, a real life story, everything's alright. On the ghetto stage, just turn a page, a real life story. On his way to be something great. Every single pistol, still a stick of kid, a number runner. Stop and say,
hurry up,
boy, don't be late. Till he saw some boys smoking weed, shooting guys on the corner.
boy. Some bullets went astray. What a price to pay. A real life story. Everything story. On the ghetto stage, you just turn the page. A real life story. On the ghetto stage, you just turn the page. Now who can flip the script to the sorrow, to the sick kind of drama? Who can give a lift to the sick and tired mama? Who can give a job to the broken ghetto father? Visit those in prison when nobody wants to bother. Knowing all my sons have been set up for the slaughter, and knowing that they're coming home, I really think we oughta. Not condemned because before his grace goes you. And you ain't just been punished for the things you do. Because we all fall short, you think the story's been written. We all play a part, but I think you've been forgiven. You need to get a mirror and you need to stop pretending. I try to make it clear we can have a happy ending. Real life story, a everyday story. Everything story. On the ghetto stage, you just turn the page. A real life story, a real life story. On the ghetto stage, you just turn the page. A real life story, a real life story.
Real life,
on the ghetto stage.
Please remember to join us tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time right here on AM 360 for Study Al-Islam with Fitr Muhammad, and back again at 4 o'clock for Princess Aziz, Keeping It Real, and at 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, Contemplations, study and contemplations of Imam W.D. Muhammad by Imam Kareem Hamid, starting at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, right here on AM 360. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.